It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today, it's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Number one, the country of Iran launched a massive attack on Israel over the weekend, firing more than 300 projectiles, according to the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF. This included 30 cruise missiles, over 150 drones, and over 100 ballistic missiles. In a statement released by Iran, authorities referred to the act as self-defense, adding the attack is in retaliation for the April 1st IDF strike on an Iranian consulate building in Syria. 12 people were killed in that attack, including 7 high-ranking members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Number two, history will be made Monday, the scheduled first day of a trial that the first former president of the United States will stand in a criminal case. Donald Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments that he made to cover up extramarital affairs ahead of and after the 2016 presidential election. In announcing the Trump indictment, the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg stated the crime was that Donald Trump broke election laws by scheming to cover up payments. It will be up to the DA's office to prove this allegation. Number three, turning 65 is a time of adjustments and decisions. One critical decision is signing up for Medicare coverage for health care and choosing what's suitable for you. Medicare enrollment is not optional or automatic. You must sign up, even if you're not retiring until you're 66 or older. You can enroll 3 months before your birthday or up to 3 months after, but there are financial penalties if you don't sign up on time. Read more about Medicare in today's newsletter. Number four, Dexter Reed Jr., a 26-year-old black man, was shot and killed by Chicago police at a traffic stop on March 21st. Authorities claim that Mr. Reed fired first. Released body camera footage showed several officers returning a total of 96 gunshots in 41 seconds. A police officer was also shot. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is investigating the shooting and believes that there are many unknown factors involving the officer's conduct, including why Chicago police stopped Mr. Reed in the first place and why a tactical team conducted the traffic stop for a seatbelt violation. Number five, what does the armor of God mean? It represents the defense we must take in our spiritual lives to ward off the attacks of Satan, the devil, or the enemy. Ephesians 6:12 reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." There are 7 parts to the non-tangible armor of God. Read more about it. It's Ministry Monday in today's newsletter. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. Being consistent builds trust as it shows you're reliable and your words match your actions. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with our social justice contributor, Coy Malone, and my friends, comedians Dominique and Alicia Cooper, as we discuss today's top headlines and more. Thank you to our What You Need to Know partners, the American Heart Association, and Black Health Matters. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.